The city of Tacoma is 3 months into an emergency plan to address homelessness, and now the city has some data showing how those efforts are working out. 88.5's Will James reports the numbers tell a story of successes and roadblocks.
Staff at the city of Tacoma are surprisingly good at moving people from illegal encampments into a sanctioned tent community. So far, 90 people have moved into a collection of tents managed by the city. But it's proven much harder to move people out of that tent community into more permanent homes. So far, only 5 people have made that transition. Mayor Marilyn Strickland says the bottleneck is due to a lack of what's called permanent supportive housing.
A large majority of this population needs supportive housing, which means social services on site. It might mean 24/7 care. This is not just an affordable housing issue. This is permanent supportive housing that has social services on site, and we have a huge deficit countywide.
That means, for now, Tacoma's sanctioned tent community is at capacity, with a waiting list of nearly 50 people. And it costs more than $2,000 per person each month to keep them there. In the meantime, city leaders say they're trying to crack the housing issue, and residents of the tent community have elected an informal governing council to talk over problems. Will James, 88.5 News.